So let's just be in the present moment is key to staying out of those stories. And if you tell yourself a story, tell it a good story so that you can see the good things happening and draw that to you more. I'm going to shuffle the chakra deck and see what card comes up for us. Hello, Dante. Thank you for joining me. I am Poetic, and this is the Holy Shift Podcast. I have a Facebook group, a page, an Instagram, a TikTok. All of my information I will post in the box. Welcome, Nat. Thank you for joining. We've got little Lyric helping with the reading today. Just shuffling from the chakra energy deck, and we're going to see what comes up. Today we had a beautiful card. It's about keeping ourselves restricted. And again, let's stay out of the false stories. Ooh, Becca, I feel special. Welcome, Beck. We dropped a whole bunch of cards, but one stayed in my hand, so we'll stick with the one in my hand, okay? And how about the one on my lap? So the great central sun, unity, is the one that stayed in my hand. Become aware of ideas, consciousness, and existence beyond the known. With the theme of what I was talking about, instead of telling ourselves these false stories, how about think of all the wondrous things that could possibly happen? The greatest story that you can tell. The world is in your hands. You are capable of harnessing its energy. The sun is just energy flowing through you. As soon as you are able to unite with the earth and the universe, you will receive the abundance of the earth. And that's the second card that came up. Ganesh, abundance of the earth. Release the obstacles to receiving the abundance in perfect form. We're learning the bottles, you guys. But learn to tell the story that you want to tell in order to receive the abundance. As you get into the vibration of receiving, as you drop the restrictions of your false stories, instead of thinking the negative thoughts, the doubts and the fears, letting those shine through, think of all the wondrous possibilities. Again, we are creators. We are individualized aspects of source energy, and we are here to create our realities. All too often we give our powers away to other people and ideas and work and just expectations of other people. It's time to allow those to fall away and create your own story. Create your own path. Just because it didn't work once doesn't mean it can't work at all. Maybe you need to go about it in a different way. Just because it's taken you a lot longer than the other people doesn't mean you're not going to be greater than them. Or even partners. Who knows the possibilities that can happen? We get away from our imagination as we grow up. And that's, don't you notice, as we grow up, we tend to get more frustrated and stressed and less happy. We gotta find that power, that wonder that we had as children, where we would create our own little stories of happiness and excitement, our little fantasy land. Yes, we know we have to live within the rules of the physical world here. That does not mean that we can't create our most wonderful life in this physical reality. Get into alignment. It's not going to be easy. It'll be worth it. You have to put in work. Yes, get in the flow, get in vibration, get in the mindset. With that comes action. You are powerful beyond means. You guys need to know that. I don't know if I've allowed call-ins this show or not. I did, so as long as that's open. Anybody is welcome to call in. I am more than willing to do sample readings today. But one of my keys today was allowing ourselves to get out of the negative stories and the negative self-talk when we have these amazing creative ideas. We hold ourselves back, and it's not okay. We are able to grow and evolve. We don't have to stay stuck in choices that we made long ago but realized we are no longer happy with. No, it's not, Natalie. You know this very well, especially with your amazing journeys you have traveled along, especially in the couple years I've known you. We have our wonderful friend from Spirit and Coffee in here, Natalie. She's a Kung Fu master, or at least on her way to become. No, I just got a message, and that is figuratively as well as in real life. However, when you pull a card, or I may pull a card for you, that is what is being called to you at that time. Your specific energy will call the message that you need to hear. I had somebody message me and tell me that they don't ever see the cards that I had pulled in their readings ever pulled on my daily cards. And they're special. They feel special. Well, yes, you're special. You are special. Period. Point blank. Your energy is unique. All of our stories are special and unique. Your message from Source will be unique. The collective readings I pull every day are just an idea. And if they call to you, if they resonate with you, I am so happy that I have helped you during the day. Sometimes they may not. Sometimes it may have been a message for somebody else. Just know, when you get readings from me, they will always be 100% unique and connected to your energy. You are special to me, and you will always get that authenticity. I appreciate that, Rob. Thank you. Real and on point, he says. So again, the two cards that came out when I shuffled the chakra deck was the Great Central Sun. Become aware of all the ideas, conscious and existence beyond the known. imagine, create. And once you are able to do that and get out of the stories that no longer serve you or that bring you and others down, you'll receive the abundance of the earth. Give me one moment. Yeah. Sup? Thank you for that moment. I appreciate you all. If anybody would like a card pulled, I am more than willing to pull from the deck that I am staring at right now, and that is the Shaman Energy deck. Thank you for liking the show. I appreciate you. Thank you, Rob, for the love. I sincerely appreciate you. Alrighty. We're going to shuffle for Nat. It's been a while, Nat. This deck is beautiful. It's a perfect one for you, too. Have you seen the Shaman's Dreams? It's the Shaman's Dream Oracle deck, actually. I'll have to take a picture and show you. And if you guys would, I will definitely put these pictures. If you guys are connected on my pages, Facebook, Instagram, I will post the two cards that jumped out for our reading here in the show. I will personally send Natalie her card. And if you guys would like to see a daily card, no matter if I do a podcast or not, please find me at wholeeshift.com, wholeeshift.com. So Natalie, you thought you had gotten lost compass, getting back to integrity. Your journey is so intricate that you think you get lost along the way, but it's just more in depth than you can realize. Okay? I know that you have went within since I've known you. You've had your cocoon moments, and I'm sure you've had plenty more before me and maybe after still. Just remember that you will always come back to integrity and you are never lost. The number is 8, and also there was another card that turned over, and it was Crown Games, and that was upside down, right use of power. So those two cards flipped over, and so I'm going to read out of the deck for you. I mean, out of the book for you, because the card was 35. Right, the number, and then the other card that flipped over as well, that was reversed, it doesn't have reverse meaning, however, it is 8, so numerology, you got double 8s, however you want to take that. So, 35. Is lost compass, getting back to integrity, finding the way back home, trusting your intuition. You need to find your way back home to source, to center. Rely on your intuition to arrive there. Nat, so I haven't been listening. I don't know what's going on. But you do realize you're on the right path, correct? You need a new counselor. You're not getting the mentoring you need for your success. Really? That is so funny, because I really thought you were on a straight, like, focus. I love when the cards come out like that. And I see, because I kind of know you, I'm sitting here doubting what the cards are saying, and I need to stop that. Not all advice that you receive is in your benefit. Remember that your intuition is the most trustworthy. Trash your idea of what your mentor should look like or be. I know that doubt. Hush, Rob. You need to get back to your guide. Your guide, the Crown Games, I don't know why, because so it doesn't have reverse meaning, but for the Crown Games, it's the right use of power. Your intuition is the key. So I understand those definitely, and you know that I do. Oh my gosh, I feel so blessed. You guys heard that music, and we're going to, hold on. We're going to do this. This amazing music right here was created by... music going on. Sorry about that, Nat. One of our favorite friends came in. Crown Games means leadership, responsibility, accountability. There is a game of power being played by all people, whether they're conscious of it or not. It concerns who has it and who doesn't. You are looking out for that person that has that knowledge and that power, that's all, that can give you all these answers, and you forget that you are that one. You doubt yourself, and again, that doubt, we have that doubt that holds us back. We tell these stories when we think of these ideas, and then we decide, oh, I'm not going to go with that idea because of the story. That is something that we need to stop. True power is stewarded wisely, for it is given from the divine and not from ego. In all of your relations, the greatest beauty is when power is shared. Ask for guidance. It will come when you choose compassion. Stop caring about what those other people think. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. You have been holding yourself accountable. You have been taking the steps. You have been walking the path, Natalie, and you doubt your own power and intuition, and you need to stop that. People, look at how many people join you daily, and it may not be live, but daily you get how many downloads of your podcast, because you're so consistent and your wisdom and your energy is needed. And is that something you're sharing? Because you've given her your power. So Rob is stepping into his power right now, I see, by giving messages as well. Just remember, we are all powerful. We've got to stop with our stories. Yes, through the looking glass. So funny when that happens. I'll send you these two. They're really, they tie together, the colors and the light to me that shines from these two cards. You don't have to right any wrongs that she made, and you know that. And all it takes is that decision. Just that simple thought of release or forgiveness, whatever it may be that you need to do with her. Even if it's, if she's alive and you have to still deal with her, even though you can't, you know, have this conversation, but I feel like you can't, you can set your boundaries. Like, you want to have a certain conversation with her, but you can't because you know she won't receive it the way that you want it to be received or that you intend for it to receive, her to receive it, because there's so many close, so many triggers that are involved in that conversation. So have that conversation, you know how, while you're doing your rituals and do the cord cutting to the situation, maybe not completely to her because, you know, we are tied to mother regardless, but to the situation and the feelings that are holding you back, the confusion that's holding you back. So you know you're not her, though. That's just, don't, let's see. Because you noticed a mannerism of your mother's in yourself does not make you become who she is. Because of all the things, your paths are not the same. You are that much more evolved because you notice the mirror. And don't let it confuse you. Let it empower you. Does that make sense? She would never recognize that. That's where you're healing that generational issue. I'm gonna end. We'll see. Let's see if she'll let me put her down so I can do the bowl real quick. I was going to be quiet. Let's see if this will work. Okay. With the negative stories. Release the negative self-talk. Step into your power. Love you all. Thank you for joining me. I'll be back soon for readings. I may even come back tonight when we've got a little bit of time. We may do some Friday night free readings. Michael Key, thank you for joining me. We are just ending. We'll do a meditation and a couple readings later tonight once little one goes to sleep. So realize that I am on the West Coast and it will be on the later side of the evening. We will get a little meditation and some readings going, and we may have a little topic of conversation. We shall see. Maybe a guest. But until later, I will definitely see you this evening. Thank you for joining me. The Holy Shift Podcast. I am poetic and I appreciate you for coming in here. Till next time, guys.